Welcome back, everybody, to the Armored God Catholic Radio Network. Tom New again here, coming to you from the St. Colby studio. Appreciate everybody tuning in here to our episode of The Hometown Hero. We're continuing our discussion with Miss Ashley Davis and Miss Kate Vestermark about the Military Council of Catholic Women and the Catholic Women of the Chapel here at Fort Hood. If you missed last week's episode, which kind of discussed the difference between the two, can always pick it up on our website at armorofgodradio.com. And so this week we want to talk a little bit, ladies, about how you each got involved in MCCW and really kind of where what your roles are within the organization. And then we want to talk a little bit about your forum that's coming up later.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom, for having us back. Had previously heard of MCCW kind of in passing. I didn't know much about it. In fact, over the years, I just assumed that it was some sort of governing authority over CWOC. And so I never inquired much about it. And then a little over 2 years ago, I received a call from Father Eugene, who was our priest on Fort Hood at the time. And he had let me know that Bishop Buchan, who is the auxiliary bishop for our region, had called to ask him if any of the ladies here at Fort Hood would be good candidates for the board for MCCW. He's like, "Kate, I gave him your name." And I was like, "Okay, Father, I will trust you in this. I will pray about it. You have quite a bit of faith in me, probably more faith than I had in myself at the time." And he was like, "Bishop Buchan is going to be giving you a call." And so I talked to my husband about it. And I kind of put it out of my mind. And we're leaving school one day, and I get a call from a number that I don't recognize, and it is Bishop Buchan.
Wow.
And keep in mind, my children are in the back seat. We're leaving school. They're very rambunctious, and all I could think was, I am on the phone with a bishop, and my son is screaming for a snack, and what is going on? I've growing up Catholic. We went to mass, et cetera, but we weren't incredibly close with priests and bishops, and I wasn't, on the phone with them. And it was kind of a surreal experience. And he asked me to consider discerning for a position with MCCW. And so myself and another one of the women here ended up booking kind of last minute flights to Forum that year to go and continue our discernment process. Again, kind of a whirlwind. I had never heard of Forum. I had never been. It was in Cincinnati. We were on a plane to go, and it was incredible. Just a wealth of knowledge, amazing speakers, all of these women. And I came home from that feeling very reinvigorated and continued praying about it and ultimately discerned to be the secretary. And that's, that was 2 years ago now. So
So, how long is your term as the secretary?
it is coming up. It will end at Forum this summer.
Okay.
Hopefully, there's someone else discerning for secretary, and I will be passing the torch over to them.
Very good. And Miss Ashley, how about you? How did you get involved with MCCW?
Yes, similar experience to Kate, and I think that's one of our initiatives, right? Is to kind of bridge that gap of what MCCW is and their relationship to CWOC. And so, really, my only experience with MCCW was this organization that through a re regional retreat every other year, through the seasons of life, this will be my first forum coming up. And so I came to Fort Hood from serving as a president for CWOC in Hawaii. And through Kate's beautiful prayers, I discerned to be president here at Fort Hood our last year. And at the conclusion of that year, through a beautiful woman, Maria, she invited me to think about and discern for MCCW. And I had sent the open positions to a girlfriend of mine. And I said, "Which of these do you think that I would be good for?" And she selected director of evangelization. And I'm not an in front of a person crowd. I would never think that. And so I said, "Okay, on women prayers, I applied and discerned for the position and was offered it at the same time that I found out I was pregnant with my sixth child."
Wow.
And I thought, this organization is not going to want someone who in 9 months is going to have to go on maternity leave. And our president, Amanda Fox, very beautifully told us that our first and primary vocation was as mother and wife, and that MCCW would be honored to walk along with me in that journey as I served, if I had wanted to continue in discernment and serving. And so I jumped in with both feet in. As I shared, my position is Director of Evangelization, Chapel Support and Resources. And so my main goal is finding where we have members of active chapels or inactive chapels, giving them the resources that they need, helping them find the funding that they need for the programs that they're wishing, working with our regional teams and our director of regional coordinators in order to help bridge that gap, as well as remind our CWOCs that we are here for them. We are here not only as an organization, as a nonprofit, but we are here as women who understand the community needs in different military chapels, both here in US soil and our chapel and at installations abroad.
So, kind of describe exactly, what you do. I mean, when you talk about chapel support and resourcing, what does that really mean for somebody at Fort wherever who is
Yes.
trying to?
Great question, Tom. Thank you for that. We've had a lot of women reach out who have either heard of CWOC from Bishop Bupkin, who is an amazing advocate for MCCW, or they've come from an installation that had a really vibrant CWOC, but doesn't have a vibrant life of where they're going. And so they will reach out to MCCW and we provide them bylaws. We provide them how to run a meeting. We provide leadership training. We are providing them with things that they should be asking their chaplain and how their chaplain thinks that they should be running their organization and the needs of their community. We are providing them ways to get funding for book studies, for crafting and fellowship and things like that. And we are there as a resource for them to help make the connections between those communities, so that if we have a member who is leaving one to another, that we're able to connect those and say, hey, I know that you are going, for my instance, to Alaska. Do you have a CWOC there? Can this person, what's your information? Can this person reach out to them? And we really are kind of the way that it was described, which I thought was beautiful, is that we are essentially just the roads that connect all the CWOCs. So MCCWs are these vibrant cities, and MCCW is simply the roads that help make these communities come together.
How often are y'all in contact with some of these chapel chapters that are at some of the smaller installations, the Fort Polks and et al that don't have the big vibrant community around them like Fort Hood does?
Yeah, so MCCW is really comprised of two teams, right? We have our board of directors, which Kate and I both serve on. And then we have, as I shared, seven regions around the world. So each region has a regional team comprised of a regional coordinator, a liturgist, and a communications chair. And so they are a really great buffer between the board of directors and these chapel groups, and help to ease the communication between us so that we can ensure that through our programming and our own resources that we are really giving these chapel groups what they need. So the communication, what we're trying has been our initiative for the last year, is to really make it more fluid and to really have this constant contact. We have a group of amazing regional coordinators who are on it all the time, reaching out to chapels, really getting to know their leadership and their needs. And we have a great director of regional coordinator, Jen Carter, who does above and beyond amazing in helping not only organize, the four time zones we have here, but time zones in Asia, time zone in the Pacific, time zone across Europe, and really reaching out to make sure that the women that we serve are being served with their needs.
So you have this event, this forum, and that meets every other year. Talk a little bit about what it is and what its purpose is.
So previously, for instance, the one I went to 2 years ago, the location would change every 2 years. Typically in a very large city that is easy to access by anyone, right? A large airport, many churches around, things like that. And they would bring together a variety of keynote speakers, different clergy that would come. Archbishop Broglio usually comes as well. And it's truly just a weekend full of fellowship and learning and praying together. One of the aspects that I personally loved the most was being able to go to the different churches within walking distance of the hotel we were at, and really getting to experience the beauty of those churches. The culture of the area was truly wonderful. And so this go round, we really tried to ask ourselves, what are we hoping to accomplish from this? Who is our target audience, and how do we get there? And the common theme that came up over and over and over again was really trying to make this truly accessible to active duty women, to lower enlisted women who maybe couldn't afford Forum how it was before. One of the downsides of having it in a really fantastic location and at, a larger hotel and things like that, is that the cost could only be so low. And then, when you add in airfare and things like that, it really can be difficult, especially those who are struggling. And so in our process of having that discussion over the last couple of years, we settled on this new idea and venue. And Ashley, I'm going to ask you to help kind of explain this, but after much research and really looking across the country, we settled on Catholic University in Washington, D.C., which is really incredible for so many reasons, right? So the Archdiocese for the Military Services is located in Washington, D.C., which puts us right down the street from the Archbishop. And on top of that, having so many amazing speakers local, even at the university itself, truly gave us this giant wealth of knowledge to pull from, as well as all of the clergy in that area. And it's a metropolis, right? We also have an incredibly large military presence in that area, so many local people who don't have to buy a plane ticket, right? We're not only able to get the cost down, but we were able to incorporate the room and board, right? Because we're staying on in the university. With the registration, the ticket price, everything that goes into that, food, et cetera, which was not able to be done before. You had your registration, which was separate, and then you had your hotel room, which, if you were lucky, you could split with someone and share the cost, and then you still had your plane ticket. And this is where it's incredibly helpful for the military that I don't know if other people are aware of. So one of the things that Ashley in particular can help with, right, with resourcing is how to get chapel support for events like this, for retreats, for conferences. And our chapels have access to financial resources. The problem is that you really have to have someone who knows the ins and outs of how to make that happen. I feel like the system changes regularly. Here, we are blessed to have people in our chapel who know how to do the paperwork. They know how to get us the resources. And we also have a very large community that brings in a lot of resources. But for instance, many other locations do not have that. And I know of one particular instance where someone reached out and said, "Hey, my chapel doesn't have anything and I can't go, right? I cannot make it to this and I truly want to go and I can't do it without resourcing. And we just don't have the money." Many of our duty locations have even closed their chapels because, again, everything is focused on downrange. Our chaplains can't be split in half anymore. And many of these posts, especially on the West Coast, many of our naval installations have just closed chapels altogether and told families that they need to go off post, which means that you don't have the same resources that other locations have. And so we can provide that. or we can rally and find donors, or we can help them with the paperwork, things like that, that I certainly would not have known how to do even now, honestly, or especially as a new spouse. And so that is one thing that this forum, I think, is truly kind of groundbreaking, is the accessibility and hopefully the payoff and the reward that we're going to see from having such a rich area around us for Catholicism, and being able to walk to the Basilica for Mass to just really deep dive into this. So, Ashley, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, just to add things that are specifically about our forum now, we are celebrating 70 years within this beautiful organization. And how are we doing that? The initiative is to bring in younger spouses and more active duty soldiers, where our female active duty women can have a place to rest their uniforms and partake in a vibrant, women's ministry on a large scale. And like Kate said, providing the necessary paperwork to get that permission to take leave to participate in this type of event. This year's theme is Live Fully in the Armor of God.
Of
So
course, yes.
we are have previously called it a conference, but we have shifted the tone to more of a forum. So we are equipping our women with spiritual readiness and evangelization training. We have speakers providing our women with tools to help us grow closer to Christ, to overcome the obstacles that military life brings, as Kate and I shared in your previous episodes, and to help us share our faith with confidence. AMS, the Archdiocese for Military Services, has a lot of amazing resources for that with Reach More and St. Paul Evangelization. And MCCW wants to continue that within our military spouse and active duty, female active duty soldier communities. As Kate said, we are literally next door neighbors to the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. So we're going to be taking tours of that. They're also be going to be taking tours of the St. John Paul II Shrine, also located in the DC area. And we're just really excited. We're really excited in this shift of making it more affordable, but keeping the essence of really equipping our women so with such hopefully joy and spiritual readiness that they can take back into their military communities, back into their homes, back into their own personal lives, and really give women who do so much for the families that serve our country, and really allow them to have a weekend that's just focused on them.
Have either of you been out to the Basilica previously?
We
Yes.
have, yes.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, we've actually had a really incredible opportunity to go up to Washington, D.C. in the fall as part of our in-person board meeting for the year. Something kind of new that Amanda implemented during her term as president. And it's truly incredible because, for the most part, we only see each other via Zoom. And so to get to come together in fellowship and, meet with the staff at the AMS and go to the Basilica and things like that, it's kind of surreal. And one of the craziest kind of aspects of that is we get to have a formal board induction at a private mass with the Archbishop on our last day there on Sunday, where he inducts us and prays over us. And it's truly an incredible experience.
Yeah,
Yeah, the
one of the
best.
special things, if I could just add on about Forum, is that there will be a discernment this year. As Kate said, her position is one of the ones up for discernment, but we will also be discerning a new president as well. With 70 years of rich culture that the women before us have been able to foster and create, the discernment process is so beautiful. It's so prayerful. It is with the Holy Spirit. MCCW has a lot of signature programs. One is an illuminated rosary, which is a candlelit rosary. This year, they're going to be dedicating it to the 250th anniversary of our beautiful country. And so each Hail Mary will be for one of our 50 states, representing really all of our military families. It is so purpose and intentful, this discernment process, that it is, not only are you within this beautiful forum with it, with these beautiful women, but you are really have an opportunity to step up into the role to become a harvester, in the field of God, where we minister. So we have a lot of great things planned for this forum, and we're so excited at this new direction, but with so much intent and purpose, really for the women that we were going to be serving. And to God be the glory, we have 150 participants who have registered
Wow.
for this event. So we are truly excited to see such a mixture, not only of women, whether they are, younger spouses or older, active duty spouses or retirees, but also the mixture of women from, all over our country, really coming united under, our military community.
And is that 150 people, does that represent kind of your max that you wanted to have in attendance?
I think it exceeded our expectations.
Wonderful.
It's the kind of thing where I think hundreds would come if the stars aligned and you had childcare and your husband wasn't deployed and all of the things, right? And so 150 is just such an incredible blessing. And that spans all of the branches and, as Ashley said, the variety of spouses within each branch.
Yeah, it's been really great to see God's hand in this, as much as we put thought and planning. And, a big shout out to our director of forum, Tish, who came in boots on the ground running and really put together with her and Amy to really make this great forum even possible for us. We are a nonprofit. We do rely on donations. We are a ministry of the Archdiocese, but we receive no funding from the Archdiocese. All of our funding comes from donors. And it was so beautiful to see God's hand in the way that this forum came together, in the donations that came from outside of our community, and especially those that came within our community, women who were purchasing tickets for themselves and donated so that we could have a scholarship fund. Through that scholarship fund, we were able to have 11 women who would not be able to afford this experience be able to becoming fully funded. And like Kate said, the ticket not only covers the retreat cost, but you have room and you have food. And so really your just main concern is just getting there however you can. And it's been a big blessing and a really testament to what God is really doing through this ministry and the importance that he sees of our work in his kingdom for these military families.
June 25th through 28th at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., the biennial MCCW Forum. And I will tell you, Dr. Mary Ruth Hackett, if you've never heard her speak before, she is a wonderful, wonderful human being. And Marie Miller, she's a beautiful artist. And you guys are lucky to have those two ladies as part of your speakers at your event. And recognizing that, we're here on the cusp of the forum itself. And if some of our listeners want to find out more about Forum 2028, what's their best source of information?
Yeah, our best source of information is straight on our website, mccw.org. You'll be able to not only find out about our organization, but about the events that we have, specifically our forum, the speakers that we have, the different events that we're going to be having, Eucharistic adoration, Mass every day, Mass with the Archbishop, and Bishop Buchan. And you'll also find ways to learn more about us on Facebook as well. Military Council of Catholic Women Worldwide is our Facebook page, where we do put out a lot of information. As the event gets closer, we'll be putting out more information and adding little tidbits here and there of the things that women can come to experience at our event.
Also, if you go to our website, you will find more information as well about our regional retreats. So if quorum is not something that you can make happen, our central retreat this past year was in Texas, and we were able to drive because it was so close to us here at Fort Hood. And so, a lot of times that's more accessible. And I do want to clarify, because I think sometimes there might be a misconception. We have such a huge military community here, but we also have an abundance of Catholic churches off post. Our CWOCs and MCC, it is not exclusive to living on a military post or solely going to mass on post. If you go to Holy Family in Cove, you are more than welcome to join us for CWOC on Tuesday mornings. You are more than welcome to join us at a regional retreat or at forum, or to be, in a more active role in MCCW. I know we have here at Fort Hood, we have the largest Catholic military community in the world, and even more so off post. Our churches are full of military, and so I just encourage anyone who's listening to this, if you do, go off post, talk about CWC and MCCW with your military families in these churches, because this is a resource for all.
And then for those of you that are still on active duty, and this is PCS season, I encourage you to, when you get to your new assignment, to seek out the Catholic Women of the Chapel at your post. Maybe the Lord, if you're there, if you get there and there's not one, maybe the Lord is telling you it's time for you to start one. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton style, right? Why don't you do it?
And
Ladies,
Ashley would
thank
be a fabulous resource to help you.
yes. Ladies, thank you very much for your time. Greatly appreciate it. What I'd like to do is like have you guys come back like end of July or first part of August or time frame after forum, and you come back and you can tell us all about it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, we'd love to maybe even have one of the ladies. We have 9 women from Fort Hood that will be traveling out there to Forum, and perhaps one of them can tell you about their experience as well. It'll be great.
That would be
Absolutely.
fantastic. Love to do that. We'll put it on a calendar and we'll make it happen. Thank you both very much, and God bless you. Safe travels. And
Thank
please
you.
know
Thank you.
that you go with the army of the angels prayers over you, and thank you very much for all you're doing for all of our military spouses near and far. We greatly appreciate your efforts and all your hard work. And folks, if you missed some or all of today's episode of our Hometown Heroes, of course, you can always pick it up on our website at armorofgodradio.com. Just click on that schedule tab, and it'll take you to the location of all our podcasts. Ladies, thanks again. God bless you both, and safe travels.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate you, Tom. Take care.
All right, folks, that does it for today's episode of the Hometown Hero. And remember to put on the armor of God.